Welcome to the first topic in the workshop, Better Coaching from Better Decisions. Each of these topics discusses an assessment tool that can be readily used by a coach to provide information that will allow the coach to make better decisions about the training and handling of athletes. In front of you, you should have a workbook. On the major pages of the workbook are printed the various scales that are discussed in this particular activity. For example, on page 4 is the covering page for the topic prescribing training intensities and obtaining ratings of perceived exertion, the first of the 13 topics in the workshop. On that page 4 is a reference and also a picture of the training intensity scale. If you think that you may use those scales at some stage in your coaching endeavors, it probably is best to take notes on this scale on the blank page that precedes the page with the picture. That would allow you to make copies of that particular scale directly from the workbook. In the early stages of each topic page, there is a reference, which in my opinion is the major reference for the tool that is being discussed in that particular topic. For example, in this first topic, we talk about Borg's Rating of Perceived Exertion Scale. The reference for that is that is published by Movement Publications, which is a small booklet. However, I've also reduced that booklet to its main features and published it in the website that is indicated under the reference. So let's proceed with discussing features of Borg's Ratings of Perceived Exertion Scale, quite often called the RPE scale. How one feels about exertion moderates the response to exercise and effort. The feelings that an athlete brings to a practice session are going to modify the training responses that can be produced. The perception of what is happening in exercise and its concomitant effect on physiological function needs to be known to further understand the nature of an exercise response. How one feels modifies reactions to exercise stress and the mechanisms that underlie them. Among many of today's sports scientists, there is an opinion that physical strain does not involve any psychological factor. An emphasis on solely measuring physiological exercise parameters is used as the basis for understanding exercise responses and for prescribing future activity or training programs. This is a false stance. Exercise is never a purely mechanistic physiological reaction. Physiological measures can be used to grade the strain for each individual, but so too can exertion estimates. Without knowledge of the psychological moderator variables, physiological measures alone would be misleading. For example, to exercise only according to heart rate is dangerous. The aches and strain that are felt may be very important indicators of the real degree of exertive strain in an exercise. The rigid adherence to the objective measures of physiology may cause interpretive and prescriptive errors of a large magnitude. In many circumstances, the psychological components of an exercise response are more reliable and relevant than our physiological measures. That certainly has been shown to be true in the case of long-term exercise strain for determining the early symptoms of the onset of overtraining or maladaptation. The central thesis here is that the measurement of psychological interpretations of physical strain are more accurate and meaningful than our pure physiological measures. That leads to the assertion that Borg's RPE scale is a reasonable tool for use in coaching situations. The pictured tool that is in front of you is one that can be readily adapted to any sporting circumstance. Borg's original intention was to construct a category scale from 6 to 20, where scale levels were roughly 1/10 of the heart rate for equivalent scaled exercise levels. That intention has not been supported by research, and understandably so, as will be discussed later in this part of the topic. The perception of exertion integrates many more exercise factors than are considered with singular or isolated physiological variables. That integration is a truer indication of an exercise response than is depicted by restricted variables such as heart rates, lactate measures, or blood measures. The instructions for using the scale are to estimate how hard and strenuous you feel the work to be. The perception should be general, rather than focusing on specific parts of the body, such as how tired are the arms. The perception of exertion should include as many contributory sensations as possible. With athletes, the major problem with using ratings of perceived exertion is the frequent tendency to underestimate the exertion level. To overcome that shortcoming, practice using the scale is necessary. On page 5 of the workbook are the instructions that are given to athletes before they use this scale to indicate the effort that is put into practice performances. If the scale is to be used, these instructions should be read, and the athletes questioned if they have any misunderstandings or any vagaries about the content of the instructions. Using the scale should then be practiced, and only when the athlete believes that they fully understand the scale and are using it consistently should the data yielded from the analysis be used to determine programming modifications and to understand an athlete's training responses. This tool then has two uses. One is to evaluate the training response. What was the perceived exertion that existed in a training effort, a series of training efforts, or a session of training? Those uses have been verified by science. Another use is to prescribe training by displaying the scale and indicating the intensity that the training performance is to be performed. An athlete gauges the effort level that is required. That effort level may elicit different physiological responses depending upon the athlete's psychological state, the environment at that particular time, and the position of the activity in the training session, the latter feature, of course, reflecting accrued fatigue. This completes part 1 of topic 1.